Hey, it's Tax Scripts time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Rebecca in California who's facing serious problems. She says, "We don't know what to do. And now that the California Franchise Tax Board has garnished my paycheck, we don't have any extra funds." Her problem is based on tax returns not filed for 1999 and 2000. What can they do? Well, my friends, about the most frightening and embarrassing thing that can happen is to get called into your boss's office to learn your employer has received a garnishment notice from IRS or the state. It's downright humiliating, and in some cases, people have even lost their jobs over this. How can you avoid ever having this problem? Well, first of all, always be sure to file all your tax returns. Never assume. You've heard that old saying. When you assume, you make an ass of you and me. If you did not sign that tax return and mail it in or get a confirmation of the e-filing, then your return hasn't been filed. If you're not sure whether a prior year return was ever filed for a certain year, just send IRS a Form 4506-T and request a free transcript. If no return was filed, you'll find out. Note: neither bankruptcy nor offers in compromise will eliminate tax debt if you have not filed a tax return, so you have to be sure to get tax returns filed to solve any of your problems. Number two, when you get notices, open them. You'd be surprised how many people come to me and they've never even opened their notices. No wonder they're in trouble. When you get the notice, open it, respond to it, or hire someone else to respond to the notices and get copies of any correspondence that they send. Three, if the notices are about balance due, if you can't pay the balance, don't just ignore it. Call the tax agency. Arrange an installment agreement or a hardship hold. They'll rarely send out garnishment notices if you're working with them to solve the problem. Number four, both the IRS and your state have a taxpayer advocate or ombudsman or some office with some other name with the ability to help you when you cannot get help from your tax collector's office. And five, if all else fails, contact your U.S. or state senator or representative or whatever else passes for your political representation on a federal or state level, depending on which agency is after you. You'd be surprised. They can actually get you some relief or some help. Remember, they're there to help you. Whatever else you do, don't do nothing. Rebecca's plight is heartbreaking. You can definitely identify with your problem, and you can see how, through despair, it got ever worse, which only deepens the despair. It's really hard to do this alone. Too bad there isn't a Tax Debt Anonymous around for group help. Maybe there will be. I just bought those two domains, and I have an interesting idea. You'll be hearing about it in the next few months. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about tax problems and other issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.